Inside Wirtschaft, der Podcast mit Manuel Koch.
Wall Street is trading on record highs, but markets no longer fear inflation. Is the rally continuing? This is the IG Trading Talk and I'm Manuel Koch. And joining me now are the legendary Einstein of Wall Street, Peter Tuckman, over 35 years on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. And today he is again on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. Peter, so good to see you.
Great to see you, Manuel. Nice to be here.
And also joining us is Salah Edide Boumidi. He's the head of markets at IG. Salah, so good to see you too.
Good to see you guys on record highs.
Yes, Peter, how high are you? How is the atmosphere on the floor at the moment?
You know what? Look, I'm finding it amazing. You know, every day is still an incredibly exciting day as we watch the market forge on. Obviously, we spent a couple of weeks there. The last time we got up around the 35,000 level in the Dow, there were a few weeks where it felt toppy. We did have the inflation story sort of come in front of us. And it sort of, whether it felt like a double top, you know, 35,000 and 4,400, I believe, in the S&P seemed like a bit of resistance. However, in, you know, as there is no playbook for this, and as the economies attempt to reopen, we've seen all those records get blown through. We've had a solid earnings season, right? There are different stocks that have more momentum than others, but the market is strong. We are at 35,500 now. The S&P has blown through all records, and we are going to probably close out these weeks at record highs. So, you know me, the market tells us what it thinks of all that's going on. And as you started your question, we don't seem like we're fearing inflation. It is a real thing. It could be transitory relative to what's going on with the reopening story, but the market seems to forge higher. I believe there's still an appetite. You know, it is August. We talk of the dog days of August. The volume is not blowing us out of the water, but the market is with surety forging its way to higher levels.
And talking about the market, Salah brought us the chart of the week. And Salah, I think it's the important Dow Jones you're talking about this week.
Yeah, amazing week that we had with record highs, like we mentioned. And yeah, the chart of the week of Dow Jones. Why Dow Jones? Because it's technically a perfect chart book outbreak from a trading range. We have seen, like Peter already mentioned, that we had a resistance over there that was broke up this week. And I take the height of the trading range and I just projected it on the above the range to have a maximal target based on this range. And we already cut this range today, or the week at the end. So what we can see is this is a trend continuation pattern. Seasonal patterns like August as a worst month, it seems to be a joke this year, at least till now, because we just see bullish movements. And this is why I always want to show you, especially in this chart of the week, even if you see seasonal patterns like August is the worst one, don't blind trade them. Use also the charts and visualize the things, because you have seen that we have been a trend continuation pattern. We broke out, which is then actually still a bullish thing that we have seen with new record highs. So if we do so, we have thin volume, hot season, vacation season is coming to the hot period now. So either we can see a further continuation of this trend, or with this low volume that we're going to take the highs and take the profits and see a small correction. This is why I want to show you today this Dow Jones chart, because we are on a make it or break it situation now in the next coming week to see whether it's going higher or we will resist here and correct.
Peter, when we have a look on the markets, what can you feel and what can you hear? Which sectors are interesting? Maybe any hidden champions you see? Do you have any news from the floor?
You know what? Look, we are seeing incredible enthusiasm and appetite. We are back in the IPO space here on the floor as we attempt to reopen, and we invite guests down, and people have been on a roadshow for the last year, and companies are going public. We're seeing enthusiasm about it. We see it on NASDAQ. We see it here on the NYSE. There are a lot of companies coming to market. That is really a function of the company and the powers that be realizing that, you know, we need to give new products. We need to give new instruments to the marketplace. And we're seeing it across the board. I believe there's a new ETF that's tracking the Cathie Woods' ETF from the short side. You can actually buy an ETF to bet against what she's doing. So look, this market is ever, ever evolving. Are there sectors I'm watching? I still think, well, look, this is an ever evolving story, right? And I don't think there's one particular thing that is either causing the bullishness or that may dislocate this rally. We've seen trade wars be a problem. They were short-lived. We saw inflation be a potential problem. That seemed to be short-lived. We've seen the price action post-earnings. That could be a problem because although most of the companies did beat relative to sort of, I believe, lowering of expectations, the price action afterward, the earnings release was fascinating. There were stocks that beat on all levels and sold off. That's kind of that buy the rumor, sell the news type of mentality. So there are still, as always, are so many moving parts in the market. I believe the technical analysis is a way to address all of it because it's hard to know what's going on. There are, you know, we're seeing the Moderna story, right? We're seeing that stock is at record highs. We're seeing the meme stories once again, the AMCs and the AMDs and the Bed Bath and Beyonds and the Clove and whatnot. Those are the stocks that sort of the internet has gotten a hold of, and they're really pushing that herd mentality into. So we're seeing people coming out of crypto and going into the memes, coming out of the memes, going into the crypto, talking about the reopening story. Look, as this variant seems to be affecting the economy as we start to reclose again, the market does not seem to be focused on it. So once again, we're seeing that bifurcation where the market seems to be forging on to higher highs. The economy, though, is an ever-evolving story. Europe, I know, is we've got some shutdowns around the world that are being caused by the variant. The U.S. here is sort of seeing an accelerated story where we're seeing deaths of young people. We've not seen that for a long time. We're seeing the attempt. We're in August here, guys. And are we going to be able to reopen schools? Where is that story at? And as this new variant attacks young people, this may not be a story that really ends up being a positive one. So does the market care about it all? I mean, obviously we do as human beings care about it, but is it affecting the market in a negative way? It does not seem that way. But it's interesting to note that we are seeing, you know, questionable numbers about the profitability of the airlines if the reopening story doesn't stay fulfilled. Are people going to start getting back on cruise ships? I don't think so, as long as the variant is going. How is that going to affect the reopening story? And as we see that story go, one day at a time, if the variant seems to take sort of third class stage in the headline department of our news media talk, well, then the reopening stocks seem to be positive ones. You know, the energy names, the airline names, the hospitality names. But as we see the story sort of ruminate around how bad the virus is, we're seeing that shutdown story, the shelter in place happen, and then we're seeing those stocks starting to thrive again, right? Whether it's the Pelotons or the Zooms or the Housewares or whatnot. There are sectors that are pandemic friendly and there are sectors that are not. And so I'm not really willing to make that decision that the reopening story is off to the races yet, because we're not seeing that here. We're seeing reclosures again. We're seeing a spike in the virus. We're seeing, you know, that people are starting to die again. So this story is one that's going to evolve. Can I pick a sector that's going to, we know what sectors will benefit if the reopening story takes prominence. We know what stocks are going to benefit if the shelter in place and the closure story goes on. So the problem is, the one moving part is, how bad is this variant and the pandemic going to be going forward, coming into the colder months? My understanding is, historically, we do know that those are months where the virus spikes up. So we were hoping for the summer of love, the summer of hot, the summer of the close down of the pandemic. I don't think we're getting that.
What would you say, Peter, to people or to traders who have concern about this rally? I mean, almost 200 days we didn't even see a correction at least more than 5%. Well, monetary policy is putting money where the mouth is and is increasing, is pushing the market. So when this will have an end, or is this healthy, to be honest with you as a question? So there are people who will say, guy, this is freaking out, this is not normal. But what is normal, question mark?
You know what, look, I there is no playbook for this. I watch it, I try and explain it, understand it, see where the moving parts are, what will be the next thing to take us the leg higher, because we are, as we all speak here in the mid dog days of August, the markets are at record highs, right? This is not a made up number. There are people buying this valuation, right, in different sectors and in the S&P 500. There is an appetite for the market at these levels. So what is it going to be the next shoe to drop? Is it going to be the pandemic and what's going on with the variant? It's possible, but it has not proven to be something as bad as it could get to be something that will dislocate a rally, at least on the long term. We may have a day where suddenly the spread goes wild and the market seems to engage it, and we do see a couple thousand point sell-off because the recovery story is getting dislocated. Do I think it's going to carry on full force? No. We've seen, and we talked about it the last couple of weeks ago, is there seems to be a bid in the market, right? While there are many sectors that seem long in the tooth, a little bit overbought in so many ways, if you do have a little bit of a setback and we do see a bit of a consolidation, I believe there's a good proportion of the market that is sitting around with a shopping list going, you know what, do I buy Amazon at this level? No. But if the market comes in 2,000 points, I'd be a buyer all day. Do I like crypto at 46,000? No, I kind of missed the boat on this last rally. But if it gets back to 40, I definitely would be a buyer. And we're seeing that as we track the market and sectors with technical analysis, that while there are some stocks that are far from their moving averages, there is support down a couple notches. Right, there is a vacuum on the way down. We did see stocks like Moderna, and I'm not recommending any stock, as you know, I don't do that. But we'd get up to four, it got from up to 340, and then last week we saw a reversal and it got back to 295 in 2 hours. Yeah. And then we thought, okay, maybe that story is over. Well, we're trading in the 400s now. It's marched its way back with 50 and 100 point days. We saw it in AMC on the downside, where stocks like that, even though they are showing reasonable earnings, were less lost than they thought. A stock that had gotten as high as 75 a couple of weeks ago is actually now at $31 once again. So this is not your grandfather's stock market. There are sectors that are overbought clearly. If the market were to consolidate and sell off more than 5%, will the buyers be running in with their shopping list? I believe so. Right. There are still people, as we discussed pre-show, that there seems to be people in the wings with cash ready to pounce on any kind of a discount we see. Right. Right. I don't think they're going to wait around for a 10% correction before they step in and buy, because market tells us, history tells us, the recent short-term history tells us that, down 1,000, down 2,000, the buyers are just going to start hopping on this market. So, there is an appetite. There is a bid in the marketplace. I'm not really sure, and I have no problem saying I don't know. What is it going to be that will dislocate this rally, or what is it going to be that takes the rally higher? I don't know. I think it's the unknown in the box that, it's got a big bow on it. And when we're ready to open that box, we'll see what happens.
Peter, a few years ago, you gave me the head Dow 20,000 points. Have you prepared a head with Dow 40,000 points already?
You know what? I'm glad you did bring that up. We did just get through the 35,000. I did. It was very funny. We always say that you need to never bring out the hat until we've hit that level and closed at that level. And it was funny. I was so enthusiastic the day the market actually got to 35,000. And so I brought the hats out, and it turned out that one little tick in the market that day, I was a little bit premature because the market actually closed at 34,997. Right. And it turned out everyone was saying that I put the Kevorka on the market because we saw the 1500 point sell-off after that. We've since then rallied above 35,000. That 35,000 hat is already obsolete. Now, the question is, do I go for the 36 and the 37, or do I sort of order the 40,000s in anticipation that the next 400 points are quick to be found, right? So I'm not really sure. We will definitely look at the 40,000s. We will be looking at the S&P 4500s, right? And these are landmarks. These are milestones. You know, some people poo-poo them. I find them exciting because they are real valuations. It is, for me, an example or a validation that people love these, that the market has done well for people, that the market seems to be strong. You know, that, yeah, look, there was a year there during the Trump era where I was buying a hat a month, right? We were going up 1,000 points. Now, I don't think as a function of Mr. Trump, but as a function of a wonderful recovery coming off of the Obama days and the crash of 2007, 2008. The crash of 2000, 2007, 2008. But anyway, you know what? Any day is a good hat day. We will be bringing out the 40,000s, not until we get closer.
I'm sure you are prepared already, Peter. Thank you so much, Peter Tuckman, the legendary Einstein of Wall Street, and Salah Idina Moumidi, the head of markets at IG. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone.
Technical analysis.
And thank you for watching. This was the IG Trading Talk for this week. I'm Manuel Koch. See you next week.
Und wenn euch diese Sendung gefallen hat, dann abonniert gerne den Podcast von Inside Wirtschaft und gebt uns ein Like.